underground preacher checking in to the underground church. And today we are going to talk about a covenant with God. Yes, how to secure your finances, businesses, and goods with God. Often you will hear people say, "I didn't get rich giving my money away." That is because giving goes against greed. So the world believes that a giver will end up broke by giving. And this is so far from the truth. Because when you read the Bible, you will find out that giving is so important that in the Old Testament, God commanded his people to give. It is said in Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10. "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I would not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there would not be room enough to receive it." Giving is not just about sowing good seeds, but also showing love to one another. And when we do so, we are also obeying God's command, that is to love our neighbor. Also, by giving, we are pouring our business, our endeavor, our finances, and whatever we have into the hands of God. And that is considered as entering into a covenant with God. Because when you give to God, God cannot help but to give you back according to his riches and glory. Not only he will give you so much that it will not be room enough for you to receive it, but he will also secure your business, your endeavor, your finances, and more. He will protect them all. The book of Proverbs says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 to 10, "Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine." A giver would never go broke because they are constantly refreshed, replenished, and preserved, and God's well never runs dry. Do not believe the world trying to prevent you from being a giver. Be a giver and give cheerfully, as mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 to 7. "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." In the Old Testament, the first fruit and the tithes and offerings were to be brought into the house of God. That is what the Levites, the ministers, lived off of. And fast forward, in ministry nowadays, we live off donations. So in the New Testament, it is said to give cheerfully out of the kindness of your heart. It is not about how much you give, but rather how you give. Remember what is written in Mark chapter 12, verses 41 to 44. "Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury. And many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in 2 mites, which make a quadrant. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, 'Assuredly, I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury, for they all put in out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood.'" It doesn't have to be much. Just share what you have. God is looking at your heart, not your gift. Because how you give reflects your heart. You can observe it for yourself. A greedy person, even when they have a lot of money, they're not fun to be around. That is because there's no peace in their heart. You cannot let greed and wickedness enter your heart and hope to have peace. No, it doesn't work that way. As a matter of fact, God said it in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 22. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. So, by not giving, you are not only being robbed of your peace, but you are also in danger of losing what you have by not securing all of it in the hands of God. As a result, what you have is left vulnerable to the power of darkness. And from one moment to the other, the devil can swoop in, steal it all, and bankrupt you. But if you give and enter into a covenant with God, you will enjoy peace and prosperity with God. You will never go broke, even in time of recession. You will always be rich, even when you have no money in a bank account. You will never starve, even in time of famine. And you will never run out of water, even in the middle of a drought, because God is your source, your provider, and your protector, as said in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. Amen. Underground preacher to the underground church, and I am out.